The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Seven after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program with my friends and yours, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Hail Hail, the gang's almost all here, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can join us with a comment. We may or may not. We don't. The phone doesn't seem to have the relevance on the air that it used to. It's facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. The social media comments, people find it faster to just make their comments and keep moving. So help yourself. We get to them as we can. One of the things people are talking about is the death of a football player named Will Smith, who was shot and killed in the weekend melee down in New Orleans, where Roberta is. He apparently, or at least on the outset, it looks like he had a road rage conversation with somebody else who rear-ended him. But is there more to this than that?
Well, that's what they're talking about now, Doug. Apparently, the guy who shot him, Cardell Hayes, about 10 years ago filed a lawsuit against the city because his father was shot by police. And it turns out that Will Smith actually was having dinner with one of those police guys that Hayes had originally filed a lawsuit against.
So you're going to kill everybody that sits. You're going to kill everybody that sits at dinner with somebody. What does it matter with these people?
But they don't know if that's a definite link, if this is absolutely what happened. But they have said now, okay, there is a link between these two men, and whether or not that was the cause of the shooting, we don't know. It would seem kind of odd that it would be, you know, just road rage. I mean, yes, everybody has guns here, which is a little unsettling, you know, so you really make it a point. You hear two people arguing, I'll tell you, you kind of get out of the way. hear two people arguing because you don't know if someone's going to pull a gun out and shoot the other person.
Good Lord.
It's just the epidemic of guns in this country. And there's way too many guns, and they're way too easy to get.
There's another epidemic in this country, and it's called the railroad.
I've been working there all the live long day.
Have you really?
Yes.
So in Long Island,
just to pass the time away.
In the past 24 hours, two people were hit by Long Island Railroad trains, and we had the Philadelphia situation, and there's so many more. When you go back and you look at or understand what's going on, the trains are much more dangerous to be in than almost any other mode of transportation. And you'd think they would be safer because they're on a limited track. It's just there's so many people. There's no expense that isn't incurred. There's nobody in terms of the railroad. If they're on top of it, nobody says, no, you can't spend the money to fix the rails or maintain the controls, the signals, that sort of thing. And yet they have all of these accidents. I can't imagine there's anything other than incompetence.
There's a lot of train tracks that don't have gates in front of them in this country. Tons of train tracks. So it's like before you cross them, you got to kind of look both ways and, is there a train coming? Oh, yes, maybe I won't get tracks now.
Why wouldn't you need, just common sense?
You say, but that's something missing in people in this country and actually around
common
the world
sense.
Is common sense. Come on.
You know, look both ways before you cross the tracks.
They're posting something on Facebook and whammo.
Yeah. Well, maybe, this sounds terrible if I say that's what they deserve when they get.
No.
No, probably not.
But with the Long Island Railroad, I mean, I think you really have to go out of your way to get hit by one of the Long Island Railroad trains on Long Island. I mean, I took the railroad for years, and everything is well marked. Everything has gates.
Did you ever get hit?
I mean,
Never got hit.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Just that one time when she was posting on Facebook.
All right, it's 11 after the hour. Here's some interesting, and some people feel good news. The United States Postal Service, USP, USPS has reduced the price of a first-class stamp from 49 cents to 47 cents. And people are saying, why? Because I was using the post office? Cost for a postcard stamp also decreases from 35 cents to 34 cents. International letters will cost $1.15.
Am I way behind in the time?
Well, it's 49 cents now. That's what it's been the last few years. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You don't send it in the mail?
Yeah, I don't pay attention. You buy the forever.
Stand by for Richie to take a shot at anybody who uses the mail to pay their bills. That's
I can't remember the last time I bought a book of stamps.
I know, Rich. You're a hero.
No, I'm not a hero. Cents. I'm just in mainstream now. Everything's paid online. There's not one bill that we mail out. Nothing.
No. Well, that's how
the
I
the reason I don't know is we have a postage machine at work, so I just sort of run it through. But
you steal from work? What an outrage.
I am work.
Your father knows.
Yeah, I'm
well,
calling
well, he
your
does
father
now.
Right now. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, I didn't realize this, but the Postal Regulatory Rate Commission temporarily increased the rate in January 2014 to 49 cents. It was a temporary improvement, and because the volume and revenue losses are massive, then they are figuring, okay, we better go back to where we were in January of 2014. So that's why they're going back. But again, who uses? I use the mail to pay my bills. That's about it. Once in a while, I send a card to my dear Meredith, and I like to do that sort of thing. But
that's nice.
Yeah, but other than that, I shipped a package from here to California. I went to the there you go. I went to Staples on Saturday, brought the box over, and posted it on UPS because I know it'll be delivered on Friday when I want it there, so I can get it when I'm there myself. If I put it in the mail, I wouldn't trust that it got there on Friday. I wouldn't trust it. And I find myself using FedEx less. Here's how I distinguish. See if you do the same thing. If I want to send a check or something that needs to be sent, a letter, something important that has to have some legal ramifications or something, but just a letter size envelope to somebody special, then I'll use FedEx. If I'm sending a package, I'll never use FedEx. I always use UPS. I don't know why. It just seems in my own mind that that's the most efficient way to handle it. What do the rest of you do?
UPS, I do a lot of.
Do you use them for just boxes and shipping packages, or do you use them for letters as well?
I use FedEx for letters that I need to get there.
Yeah, right.
And I use UPS for packages.
Okay, so you do the same thing I do.
Yes.
Roberta, what do you do?
No, I use the U.S. Postal Service for just about everything.
Do you
this
really?
Is the easiest thing to do. Yep. Yep, I'll use Express Mail for something I need overnight. I'll send packages.
You're crazy.
Does it get there on time?
Easier.
Does it get there on time?
Yeah.
The service actually for those flat rate boxes where it's like $5 for 5 pounds, it's pretty, and it gets there. I mean, if I want something that's tracked, I'll always use Federal Express. I never use UPS for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. And the post office can track too.
They can track it too. Yeah. But if I really think, okay, I need to get something someplace, I'll use FedEx. But the times I use packaging from the USPS, I have no problem at all. None.
I
tell people to send me stuff on the Postal Service because especially if I'm in Manhattan, it's almost impossible to get stuff FedEx. You have to go to offices to get it because everything is behind a door with a key, and the only person who has the key is the postman. Mm-hmm. So anything else, UPS or FedEx, it's an absolute royal pain in the butt to get it.
Hey, royal pain in the butt. Where'd that expression come from?
I don't know.
How is a royal pain in the butt different than a regular pain in the butt?
Well, it all started with this princess.
Oh, there it is?
Right. The throne you sit on.
Yeah, thank you. Charlie Sheen and the latest on who he's trying to knock off coming up in a moment here. 4:15 on Good Day.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetics, extracts, or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll free 800-246-8777. 51, or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, so I want you all to feel safer. I want you to have a good feeling as you start your day or go through your day. So you'll be happy to know the fellow who's running the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, says that there is a low risk of any terrorist attack on the United States soil. Subways, trains, planes.
Don't worry about it.
And how does he know this?
Because he's the administrator. He's supposed to know that.
Oh. So he knows these things.
His job is to know that things are going to be A-OK.
He has a hotline to Ahmed.
Yes, he does. That could be. Is it Ahmed or Omar? Charlie Sheen's ex-fiancé, Brett Rossi, has been granted a temporary restraining order aimed at Charlie Sheen. Apparently, this lady, whose real name is Scottine Ross, filed a restraining order after Sheen assaulted her. And she has a recording that supposedly, on the recording, they have him saying he'd pay $20,000 to have somebody, quote, kick her head in. He choked her at the point of almost losing consciousness, so she says. He kicked her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It details what I can't read you what's on the tape, supposedly. L.A. police investigating, but they have not found any proof yet. And so there's another wonderful day for Charlie Sheen. What prompts people to be this crazy? Drugs. Yes? Yeah.
Drugs, ego, power, sickness.
Yep. Mental illness.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about this Brett Ross. I remember seeing... What was the other woman's name that had the two children?
I know. I was trying to think of her name. She was the one on drugs, too.
I thought it was her, but this is the Brett Ross.
No, different.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Let's get at it. 23 after the hour. Many people are talking this week about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction services. The intro, Chicago the group, Cheap Trick the group, Deep Purple the group, NWA, Steve Miller. There are others that are on the list that were inducted. So is this sour grapes or not? You're going to listen in a moment to Steve Miller talk about how the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is run by a bunch of rubes and that he doesn't know why he's there. But he didn't protest so much so as to not get his award. So is he a hypocrite?
Well, I don't think he questions why he's there. I think he questions whether they really are honoring the artists they claim to honor. That's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is about. It's to honor the legacy of
right.
rock and roll and,
well,
and the people who made it great, yet they basically treat you like dirt
yeah.
when you
but
get
But you
in
know that, thing. So why accept the award if they know,
you know
they're going to be treated that way?
I kind of thought it would be cool for him to protest it, especially, we'll play this right now, but I thought it would be cool, but I thought it was cooler that he accepts it, gets up on stage in front of the people of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and basically gives them an up yours right on stage.
Yeah. This is what he said.
The whole process needs to be changed from the top to the bottom. Doesn't need to be this hard. There's nothing fancy going on out there that requires all of this stuff. They need to get their legal work straight. They need to respect the artists they say they're honoring, which they don't. I don't have any of my paperwork assigned. I have no licensing agreements with these people. They're trying to steal footage. They're trying to make me indemnify them. When they told me I was inducted, they said you can have two tickets, one for your wife and one for yourself. Want another one? It's $10,000. Sorry, that's the way it goes. I said, I'm playing here. What about my band? What about their wives? What about... They make this so unpleasant that they came this close. They came, you know, we're not going to wrap this one up. I'm going to wrap you up. You go sit down over there and learn something. So here's what you need to know. This is how close this whole show came to not happening because of the way the artists were actually being treated right now.
All right.
So I'll wrap it up right now.
Back to the,
awesome.
Back to the question, knowing that he was going to be treated that way, should he have gone, is this helpful or is it hypocritical? He knew what he was going to confront when he got there, so should he have said, no, I don't want your stinking award. I don't need your stinking award.
I think he knew all along he was going to go there and say this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was very well-spoken. He wasn't emotional. I mean, you could tell he was passionate, but he wasn't overly emotional like something had just happened to him.
Listen to Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. He pretty much throws another hammer and a nail here in the coffin.
In the next two months, I should be at number 8 and number 9 grandchildren. And thank you for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for charging so much that I didn't have to bring them all out here.
All right, so one of our listeners wants to know where the Moody Blues are, and I want to know where the Moody Blues are.
Oh, you and your Moody Blues.
What?
Give it a rest.
No, I'm not at all.
This lady
says, Shannon wrote, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. Why would they induct NWA instead of the Moody Blues, which is a perfect one?
I'll tell you why. Because NWA... fans are still 40 and 45
and
50
years
old.
Yeah, and the movie was just out this year. There's still interest.
And Moody Blues fans, they aren't coming to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, they aren't because the Moody Blues aren't in there.
There was an article last year saying all the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they're trying to get where to young it up
so that they
can get younger people actually coming to the Hall of Fame.
So Amy writes, did I hear somebody say Bachman Turner Overdrive isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Correct.
Yes, Amy, that's true. They're not there either. BTO and the Moody Blues not there. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. There you go. 28 after on Good Day.
One of the Internet's busiest agricultural websites gets a new look and feel. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Agriculture.com was Meredith Corporation's first website and one of the earliest websites created on the Internet. Dave Kearns was very involved in the 1995 launch. Today, he's the editorial content director for Successful Farming and has overseen Agriculture.com's latest remodel.
We are actually on a really cutting-edge web platform that allows us to deliver the same experience no matter what kind of device, no matter what kind of screen you're looking at the website on. If you're at your desktop, you'll have a really great, beautiful, easy, fast experience, and you'll have the same experience if you're on a phone out in the farm.
Kern says the new version of the site is called Successful Farming at Agriculture.com.
We know farmers are always on the go. They're always looking for information when they are out in the field or at the elevator. And we need to be ready for that. And we are today. And the product is going to get better. It's going to be faster. And we know that that segment of the audience is going to continue to grow. Our primary goal is to create the best user experience for our visitors.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A gift, this radio program called Good Day. Thank you for recognizing that. No terrorism here, unless Roberta's had a bad day or worse night. That's when we have terrorist problems. All right, so we have on the Good Day program, my friends, Roberta and Jennifer, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. We have a lot of ways for you to work your way through the best part of your day. Number one at the supermarket. Which category? Yeah. Pick one of these four as the most profitable category in the supermarket. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Salty snacks.
Okay.
Fresh bread.
Okay.
Carbonated beverages.
Okay.
Milk. Beer. Cereal. I gave you more than I needed to.
As the most profitable?
Definitely
the bakery. Fresh baked bread.
Really?
Pasta.
Bakery?
Pasta.
I would say soda.
You're right. Roberta's right. But I will tell you, profit-wise, interesting. I didn't ask the question correctly. Jennifer, you caught me on it. I have the profit margin, but I'm looking at volume. The volume side was where I went to first.
What sells most?
What sells most? Carbonated beverages last year. In supermarkets, $12.5 billion worth of carbonated drinks were sold. Fathom that. That's just in America.
They're killing people. Soda is killing people. Sugar is poison. And this whole epidemic of obesity in this country.
But do you know how
the number one thing is soda consumption?
People go in for single bottles. You can buy six packs. I mean, there's so many different ways in the supermarket to buy those kind of beverages.
But do you realize the profit on these things?
You know, if the FDA had to license soda the way they have to license drugs, soda would not be allowed on the market.
Why do you think Mayor Bloomberg and others who have looked at this, even though many people thought it was heavy-handed, it still was, if you look at it objectively, it was in the best interest of the public to try to curb the stuff. I mean, you really didn't get anything meaningful through, so you have, instead of a 32-ounce, you get 16-ounce, so you go buy two of them. I mean, there's nothing really saved by that. But I'm also flabbergasted, Jennifer, at the profit margin. It costs them 10% of whatever they sell this stuff. What do they? What do you buy a liter of Coke for? I don't even know because I never drink this.
Well, that's why I was kind of surprised, because sometimes a liter or like a 2-liter bottle can be anywhere from like 89 cents to like $1.40. You know, it's never going to... So it didn't seem to me that they'd be making a ton of profit. I would think that in the bakery section, because I know the high-end bakery stuff, like it costs nothing to make bread.
No.
But they sell it for like $4.
Is it 70% markup in bread? And that's, by the way, pizza, pretty much the same, 70 or 75% markup. That's why there's so many pizza shops here, there, and everywhere, because it is
hugely
like,
profitable. And a cash business, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but I also find that at the other end of the spectrum, the least, I'm talking about what's available in most supermarket stores, the category of things that are available, what sells the most and what sells the least. You'll be happy to know that of the product categories available in U.S. supermarkets in the last 12 months, the product that sold worst was lard.
Well, that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, but I didn't even think they sold lard. Is really
well,
nothing
do,
but
yeah.
the fat that comes out of bacon and sausage and
ever
stuff like
ever
that.
Eat French fries that are fried
in lard.
Lard? Oh,
yeah, it tastes good. They're
gosh.
How bad they are for you. I remember
they're so
as a
bad
kid.
For you, but they're so good.
What we didn't know. But I remember my mother collecting the lard and would cook pretty much everything in the lard. I remember in the refrigerator seeing this greasy gray globule.
Because they wasted
the
nothing.
Burned off of
the fat from the meat, the fat from the chicken.
Right.
Yeah. Is it
that's
now?
Right.
Even
the fat from the chicken
together.
Is called schmaltz. That's
schmaltz.
A Jewish thing.
Schmaltz.
It's called schmaltz.
But isn't it now better for you? I've read a lot of books that say if you're going to use some sort of fat, that lard is better for you because your body can break it down since it's an animal fat.
Really? Rather than corn oil or vegetable oil or any of those. Well,
vegetable oil is horrible.
I heard it was fat in the can that was good for you, but I'm not sure about that.
Cool. Remember that? Everybody's grandma had one, too, where all the bacon grease went.
Yeah.
You know, they poured in that old coffee can.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. In the coffee can. It was in the refrigerator. Video of the day today. First trailer from the Star Wars movie. Richie, we have not played this on the air. And I thought maybe you could dust it off.
Yeah, I've got it right here. It's,
should we
it's,
wait until...
Star Wars trailers are always tough to listen to.
All right, because it's too much...
Yeah, it's all... But it's short enough. Let's go for 20 seconds and see if it doesn't...
Get anything out.
State your name for the record.
Jyn Erso.
Forgery of Imperial documents. Possession of stolen property. Aggravated assault. Resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15. Reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined.
This is a rebellion, isn't it? I rebel. We have a mission for you.
Just in case you didn't realize, there's going to be a new Star Wars movie every year. And this is the trailer for the one that's going to be released later.
Every year?
Every
really?
Year. Yep, Disney's going to put out a Star Wars just to keep
forever, the rest of our lives.
Right. I'm sure. Yeah, no, it's not being facetious.
Ever.
What this one does is go back to before the new, the first one in 1977. So this story that's going to come out this year, it's called Rogue One.
No.
What? Star Wars movie Rogue One. That's what it's called.
Yeah, but I think it takes place immediately following where the last one left off.
I don't think so.
This
is a prequel, I believe.
Yeah. The way that they're doing it is it's going to go, it goes, okay, so the Star Wars that we just had, then it's going to go a prequel, then it's going to go the pickup from those Star Wars we just had, and then I think there's another prequel.
It's going to be between
the prequel of the prequel.
The prequel and the movie. Wait a minute, hold on a second. This is how it's going to work. Let me just, Jennifer's right. You have the prequel and then the movie that was in 77. Then they're going to have another one that fills the gap between movie one and movie two.
Right.
So it'll be like 1A. And then they'll have movie two and
family
three.
2A. Right, exactly. That's
B.
What they're going to do. So this one tells the story of the rebels that tracked down and stole the information of the first Death Star. They got it to Princess Leia. And this is before the Death Star is made. Death Star was in the New Hope movie in 1977. So this is the movie before when they come up with the plans for the Death Star. That's what they're going to come up with anything. Anything that's remotely, you know, as well as I do, Richie, it's going to be, they have a picnic with this. A picnic.
I'm so confused. This is like time travel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I had heard that it was going to go back and forth like this.
So I said, when we left the movies on Friday night, and I said to Meredith, well, this is the Star Wars movie coming out this year. And she says, I'm not going to see it. I said, what do you mean? We went to see the last one. Yeah, it was the stupidest movie I ever saw. She had never seen
it. No, it was not. It was so good.
She'd never seen another Star Wars movie in her life. Never. And so I said, oh, come on. No, it's the stupidest movie.
Severely disappointed in you.
I know. Usually we're so on the money.
I know. All right. Video of the day. That was video of the day from yesterday. Video of the day today is from the SpaceX team. There's no audio. I just wanted to point it out. SpaceX has finally landed a rocket vertically onto a landing pad in the ocean. Do you know how
hard
is to do? How hard it is to do that? And so you can see it happen in the video of the day.
Holy, this thing is, that's it awesome. Is,
holy moly is right. Holy moly.
Tail first with the flames shooting
coming
out of it.
Down. Oh, yeah.
It just sits down on the pad in the middle of the ocean.
Yep.
Boom, it's fine.
Amazing. Okay, the story of the United Airlines flight attendant who decided that she'd had enough in a moment here on Good Day.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I'm worried about the rash of angry protests in cities across the country, not only because they sometimes turn into riots and looting, but because there is something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, we don't know what else to do. We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Tech Stephens Good Day Program. They wanted to make sure the alarms didn't detect their presence. Quote of the day from a Brazilian police chief describing two men who robbed a bank there over the weekend dressed head to toe in tinfoil. They wanted to make sure the alarms...
The tin man, they were looking for oil.
Detect their presence. I would have thought that that would be just the opposite. The alarms would pick up the metal, no? Isn't that what the alarms pick up?
It would confuse any kind of radio waves or light beams. It would confuse it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, speaking of confusing, that United Airlines flight attendant that we were all talking about last week apparently decided she'd had enough in the plane. Pulled a slide in Houston, down and out of the plane. She's also down and out of a job, being investigated by the FAA.
You think?
Yeah, United said you're fired. So here is reporter Janet Shamalian saying nobody seems to know, even at this point, why she did what she did.
Well, the video apparently shows what happened. Still unanswered this morning, why? At the time, there was an unrelated medical emergency in the cabin, so most passengers probably never noticed.
We were told to stay in our seats, and deplaning would take a bit longer.
United, in a statement, saying, this unsafe behavior is unacceptable and does not represent the more than 20,000 flight attendants who ensure the safety of our customers. That's insane. Why? Why would she do that?
Was she just unhappy with her employer? She just had enough with all of the people on the plane? She wanted peanuts?
Why would someone do that?
There's no word on whether this United flight attendant will face any charges, but she could be on the hook for the cost of repacking that slide on a jet like that, $15,000 to $20,000.
I'd do it.
Wow. Really? 20 grand to put the slide back in?
Yeah, if I were going to go out, I'd go
out. I would want to pull the slide, too. Yeah. It'd be worth it.
Okay. So just a quick mention of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the so-called TPP, which will put most American small farmers out of business. It seems that the language which is being used by supporters in our country, mostly those in the Congress, the information that was sent out this weekend was exactly what has been printed up by the Japanese government to build up support for the trade agreement. So they're just taking the stuff that Japs are using for PR and sending it to people here. That's how it's all about Asia and nothing about America. That's all it is.
Politically correct term now?
Japs?
Yeah.
Are
we allowed to go with that? Or
Well, you are if you're dating one, I suppose. It's 49 past the hour and a good day.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said it.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is the Good Day Program's Tech Talk time, and we are going to have some precious moments, some quality time with Richard Schemmel, who is an expert on the trends in technology. We have a story that's running, and actually a lot of people are paying attention to it at DougSteffen.com. What's new there? Facebook doing everything it could or can to address shady dress retailers. So what does that mean? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, loan, availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Bobby, you here again?
Yes.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Oh, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, 55 after the hour here on Good Day. Richard Schemmel focusing with us on what Facebook is going to do to address these people that are selling dresses. But I wouldn't have thought it was just dresses. I would think it would be men's furnishings as well as women's furnishings. I don't mean furnishings. I shouldn't put it that way. I'm clothing. Let's talk about clothing. So the BuzzFeed story on this, you used to work for BuzzFeed. What basically is their concern?
Their concern is you're not getting what you're seeing on Facebook. It's almost like a pseudo bait and switch. The pictures are better than what you receive.
But that's not Facebook's fault because, I'm suggesting Facebook's not the one making or selling. They're just acting as a middleman, as a promotion. You go online to the store, you go to, let's say, Needless Markup's website, the Facebook page for Needless Markup, and you see a dress there, and so are they the ones who are not sending you what you think you're supposed to get? I don't understand why the shot is at Facebook.
Because they're the provider, like you said. They're the middleman.
They're the middleman. So why are they responsible for what Needless Markup is selling?
Because what they want to do, they want to protect the consumers.
Who does? Facebook.
Facebook does. It's like Amazon. If you don't, Amazon will pull you down if you don't sell the products correctly or if they're not the
correct product. So they're just addressing quality control that they haven't addressed before.
Correct.
Is that it? Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
A poll at DougStefan.com today asks whether you've ever bought clothing from a store or seller that has a Facebook page. A, yes, and it was a great experience. B, yes, it was a terrible experience. C, not yet, but I've considered it. D, no, that seems like a bad idea. E, I didn't know people sold clothing on Facebook. You can buy anything on Facebook, like Amazon. They compete with Amazon in the individual sales of used stuff as well on Facebook? Or is that Amazon basically, is it their purview?
Doug, I would never buy anything from Facebook. I would go to Amazon or a Target or something like that. I don't understand how people use Facebook ads to buy clothing. It's just beyond me.
Yeah. The FCC is considering nutrition labels. This sounds like something right up my alley. I'm always talking about this. But broadband, is that the same issue as we've had before Congress to identify GMO or non-GMO foods? What's the issue here?
The issue is you're not getting what you're paying for from broadband services, whether it's Charter or Comcast or Time Warner. They want a label, per se, or put the labels online on what you're exactly supposed to receive when you get that broadband service.
So this looks like the same issue Facebook has. There's a lot of misrepresentation all over the place, it sounds like to me, on social media.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So that's some of the old buyer beware stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I think that's, wow. Think about that as you're buying things online, folks, or through Facebook especially. 59 after Richard.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.